strange country between light and darkness. Will you bow down to the darkness? Or will you fight?
The number of people looking to buy firearms is up nearly 50% compared to 2007, according to the FBI.
In the month of November, our gun sales were probably comfortably 250% of what an average month is.
All in favor of losing your rights? Please do nothing.
This rally is not about guns. But what these guns that everybody's going to wear represent is the true badge of a free man. That he can bear arms in defense of himself without permission from anyone. And that's what these arms represent.
Gun laws in the U.S. vary by state, and the amount of regulation is a hot-button political issue. Can't take me.
You have associated two U.S. senators and associating them or comparing them to terrorists. I said, well, they are. Okay.
Can't take me.
Fill your hand, you son of a bitch.
You can't take me.
Was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up the stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Fills my memory. Rocky Mountain music. Papa, can I hear you playing for me?
Well, now since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love me.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold. I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole. Right through my pocket and into my skin. Come Monday morning, I'll be burning.
Friday, I'm free again. I got my motor running.
to do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday.
That is unbelievable, man.
Forget the working blues and let your good times roll.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Lucy Fittipaldi.
That's right.
All right. Thank you very much. Hey, it's Liberty Lounge. It is Friday, the 23rd of February. And I think we've got a pretty good lineup for you tonight. Well, let's check and see if we have sound first before we get too carried away. Like me to start talking for 5 minutes and find out something's not right. So let's see a show of hands there. Who all's got sound in the chat room there? Just a second. And we're waiting. Everything, all the little meters seem to be bouncing good, so I'm assuming that it's all right. All right, there we got a couple of hands up there. All right, you know, first thing I got to say before we get carried away with this, we talked a little bit about this Wednesday, but I got to reiterate a few things here. The biggest, strongest, most desperate fight for the Second Amendment, for our rights, is about to come up. Not going to be long at all. You're going to see the price of AR-15s go through the roof and availability go right to the basement. We're going to see $100 30-round magazines again. And if you've had any notion of getting something, I would say you better get on the stick, because I'm guessing it's not going to be long at all before prices are going up, availability is going down. That's not just going to be AR-15s. It's going to be AKs. It's going to be SKSs. It's going to be Galils. It's going to be everything you can think of there. So if you need to replenish anything, that's going to count ammo too. You're going to see 223, 7.62 to 39, and 308 ammo getting pretty scarce here. It may be until. When's the next legislative session? Is it the end of the year? It may be 6 or 8 months yet. I'm very disappointed in Trump. Like I said the other night, this may be a strategic thing. Maybe it's it may not be as bad as it looks. And I hate to lose faith in my president, but he's not making some good decisions. We'll see how it goes. So far, he hasn't done any harm, only with words, but some of those words cut pretty deep. Now, you got to understand, I don't know what happened all of a sudden where we had a school shooting using AR-15s, and the big deal is banning bump stocks. The kid didn't use a bump stock. I'm not convinced the guy in Vegas did either. I still think that was full auto. But and either way, why the big push now? All these people, you don't need a bump stock. I didn't ask you what I needed. I don't know how many people on there supposedly program. They say right there on their post, I'm pro Second Amendment, but I don't know why anyone needs a bump stock. Well, number one, bump stocks are not covered by the Second Amendment. They're not protected at all. They're party tricks. It's a gimmick. It's a waste of ammo. If you want one, get one. It's a lot of fun, but no real useful purpose. But, they're going to disappear, and you're going to find them on Gun Broker and everything for, you know, six times higher than what they're, what they usually are. But, this whole thing is about to bust out and get out of hand. You heard, of course, if you have a pulse and you saw daylight today, have electricity in your house, your phone in your pocket, you had to have heard that there was not only one, not two, but four, supposedly, deputies
that were there and made no move to do anything before the shooting stopped. One deputy for sure. He'll probably kill himself. He has more security and more cops at his house right now than those kids did at school. He's got more protection, and undoubtedly he needs it, because I am absolutely confident there are a lot of people that are absolutely furious to find out that he stood there and waited for 4 minutes before he went in. How long is 4 minutes? Okay, 4 minutes don't sound, it's 4 minutes. It doesn't sound very long. Can you hold your breath for 4 minutes? How far can you walk or run in 4 minutes? What can you do with a gun? Have you gone out and just shot target for 4 minutes straight? 4 minutes is a long damn time. Get on the back of a bull and see how long 8 seconds is. It's like pretty much a couple of weeks. Or a lifetime, maybe, some people. 4 minutes is forever. And yes, he absolutely is a coward. A yellow-bellied coward. I understand, and I sympathize with people that freeze up in a situation like that. But hell, he's been a cop for 30 years. He should know that those things happen sometimes. He should have chosen a different profession. People don't freeze up when they're flipping burgers. He could have worked at Burger King and been just fine. And everybody in the country wouldn't hate him right now. As it is, everybody in the country hates him right now. And I would hate... You know, I forgot the exact verbiage of the old quote, but something about the coward dies a thousand deaths, or the brave dies but once, but the coward dies a thousand deaths, or something like that. Well, can you imagine being in this dude's shoes? In my wildest nightmares, I can't imagine what he's going through right now. And if he don't kill himself, I will be way surprised. And it's probably just as well. This whole deal just absolutely infuriates me. And Copper's right. You can't wait. You know, they did this, they've done this more than once. How long did they wait at Columbine? 45 minutes or 3 hours or something? I don't remember what it was. It's a long time. And a lot of those deaths happened after the cops got there. What I want to know is why somebody didn't bust that door down and go on in there. I can't even fathom, number one, being told to wait. Number two, me obeying that order. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine. Man, it drives me nuts. Yeah, that's right. All the deputies went home safely that night. Yeah. Yeah, well. I can't even grasp the concept of what safety would feel like, having done what he did to achieve that safety. So I usually don't ruin our Friday nights with this kind of stuff, but this is eating me alive. I cannot stand it. There are so many things going on. So many things are going to continue to go on. The FBI not responding when they had way ample cause to check on this. You know, the sheriff being called 39 times or whatever it was. This kid definitely was on the radar. But someone turned the radar off and didn't care and didn't check, didn't bother. And 17 kids are dead because there's a bunch of incompetent, cowardly boobs. I'm trying not to say what I shouldn't say on this radio, but catch me out behind the barn here after the show's over and I'll let you know what I really think about them. I'm disgusted beyond description. So, I guess with all that being said, I think it was 39 reports, Copper. There's just so many things wrong, and they keep wanting to blame the NRA. You know, the FAA, he's failed, or three levels of government failed, and it's the NRA's fault? You know, if any of those people would have done their job, any one of them, not even all of them, it wasn't even a collective thing, if any one of them would have done their job, this wouldn't have happened. Or at least it wouldn't have happened with that particular kid. He should have been long since in jail or committed to a mental institution or whatever. There is no way he should have been able to do that. The guy that used the AR-15 at the church in Texas, that was the Air Force's fault. If the Air Force would have made the report that they should have, and they admitted not doing it, he would not have passed the background check to get the damn gun. But it's the NRA's fault? The guy at Sandy Hook took that AR-15 from his mother. And it's the NRA's fault? These people are grasping at straws. They refuse, absolutely refuse, to look at the truth, to look at facts, to accept the facts, which are blatant and many. But we won't be confused. We won't be bothered by facts. Because it doesn't fit. You know, I there was a deal here. There's been more than one. Where even CNN is talking about the FBI failing and not doing their job. I could have been knocked over with a feather. There is no way you could make me believe that we would be hearing things like that on mainstream media. Especially CNN. But they're hammering on the FBI too. In between busting Trump's chops and trying to blame the NRA. But I was absolutely amazed that they would mention that. All right. Well, I got all kinds of messages coming in here, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. I got a lot more I want to say about this, but I don't want to ruin our Friday night completely with this. So, as always, we have a brief pause, just a little bit of dead air from the time that I turn this off and switch over to my other format here. So if you stand by for about 6 or 8 seconds, we'll be on with some of the best classic country that you ever heard in your cotton-picking life. And the fastest 2 hours on internet radio is about to start.
Big diamond, big blue diamond on her finger. Instead of that little band of gold. Big diamond, big blue diamond, tell a story of a love that no one man could.
could ever hold. She wanted more than I had money to buy, so she left me for a stranger, I've been told. Big diamond, big blue diamond, now she trades for the love behind that little band of gold. Big diamond, big blue diamond, how they sparkle. But what can they do to warm your soul when you're lonesome in the moonlight and need some love? Big diamonds, big blue diamonds are so cold. She wanted more than I had money to buy, so she left me for a stranger, I've been told. Big blue diamond, now she traded for the love behind that little band of gold. For the love behind that little band of
souls that are lost and crying, rails of sin, only evil remains. Watch out, brother, for that long black train. Look to the head and you can look to the sky. You can find redemption staring back into your eyes. There is protection and there's peace the same. Burn in your ticket for that long black train. Cause there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. There's an engineer on that long black train, making you wonder if the ride is worth the pain. He's just waiting on your hard to say, let me ride on that long black train. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Claim to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said, cling to the Father and His holy name, and don't go riding on that long black train. Yeah, watch out, brother, for that long black train. That devil's driving that long black train.
I'm a little boy with glasses, the one they call a geek. A little girl who never smiles, 'cause I've got braces on my teeth. And I know how it feels to cry myself to sleep. I'm that kid on every playground who's always chosen last. A single teenage mother trying to overcome my past. You don't have to be my friend. Is it too much to ask? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I wouldn't be out here begging if I had enough to eat. Don't think I don't notice that our eyes never meet. I lost my wife and little boy. Someone crossed that yellow line. The day we laid them in the ground is the day I lost my mind. Right now I'm down to hold this little cardboard sign. So don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me. I'm fat, I'm thin, I'm short, I'm tall, I'm deaf, I'm blind. Hey, aren't we all? Don't laugh at me, don't call me names, don't get your pleasure from my pain. In God's eyes, we're all the same. Someday we'll all have perfect wings. Don't laugh at me.
Thank you. nothing worse could ever happen. Seeing you with someone else proved that I was wrong. And when your eyes met mine, I knew that you were gone forever, along with all the reasons I had for hanging on. I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, in the gray walls of a prison doing time. I think I'd rather die and go to hell face the devil than to lie here with you and him together on my mind. I always thought that someday we might get back together. I just thought you needed time to spread your wings and fly. When I saw the loving way you held on to each other, it was something that I'd do not to break right down. I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, in the gray walls of a prison doing time. I think I'd rather die and go to hell and face the devil than to lie here with you and him together.
This world took their baby with them. What a sad little girl. Her daddy drank all day and mommy did drugs. Never wanted to play or give kisses and hugs. She'd watch the TV and sit there on the couch while her mom fell asleep and her daddy went out. And the drinking and the fighting just got worse every night. Behind their couch she'd be hiding. Oh, what a sad little life. It always does. The bad just got worse with every slap and every curse.
until her daddy in drunk rage one night used a gun on her mom and then took his life. And some people from the city took the girl far away to a new mom and a new dad. Kisses and hugs every day. Her first day of Sunday school, the teacher walked in, and a small little girl stared at a picture of him. She said, I know that man up there on that cross. I don't know his name, but I know he got on. 'Cause he was there in my old house and held me close to his side. As I hid there behind our couch, the night that my parents
couple laughs, knowing full well that every bad joke that Jimmy told might be his last. So we laughed like the world wasn't at war, said things to him we'd never said before, and he teared up as he held up his glass.
set course if I don't make it back.
Have a beer for me. Don't waste no tears on me. On a Friday night, sit on the bitter side and cheer for the home team. Drive my Camaro 90 miles an hour down a Red Rock Road. We're born to run, blasting on the radio. For Amy, who would love her like I would have if I don't make it back. We said, hey man, that ain't gonna happen. Don't even think like that. If we know you, you'll pull through without a scratch. He pulled me aside in the parking lot. Said, Amy and me, we're gonna tie the knot. You're my best man. Just wanted you to know that. Just in case I don't make it back. Have a beer for me. Don't waste no tears on me. On Friday night, sit on the desert side.
Miller Lite ain't my brand, but I drink one every now and then in his honor. We ain't missed a home game yet. Had that Camaro at 110 on Red Rock Road when the speakers blow. And I introduced Amy to a friend of mine from Monroe. Good old boy, but you know, she just ain't ready.
Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in the snow. Till he said, I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name's Joe. She said, I'm from St. Louis, and I'm only passing through. I must have seen 100 cars go by. This is awful nice of you. When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, how much do I owe you? Here's what he had to say. You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. And someone walked. Help me out, just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, chain of love end with you? Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet, and how she must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. No, she didn't know her story, and she probably never will. When the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door, and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what she wrote. You don't owe me a thing, I've been there too. Someone once helped me out just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you. That night when she got home from work, the waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the lady's note had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, "Everything's gonna be alright. I love you, Joe."
From a lonely cold hotel room, just to hear her say I love you one more time. And when he heard the sound of the kids laughing in the background, he had to wipe away a tear from his eye. Little voice came on the phone, said, "Daddy, when you come home," he said the first thing that came to his mind, "I'm already there. Take a look around. I'm the sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind. I'm your imaginary friend. And I know I'm in your prayer. Oh, I'm already there." She got back on the phone, said, "I really miss you, darling. Don't worry about the kids, they'll be alright. I was in your arms, lying right there beside you, but I know that I'll be in your dreams tonight. And I'll gently kiss your lips, touch you with my fingertips. So turn out the light and close your eyes. I'm already there. The beat sunshine in your hair. I'm the shadow on the ground. I'm the whisper in the wind, and I'll be there till the end. Can you feel the love that we share? Oh, I'm already there. Oh, I'm already there.
Brushing hand, painting waves as they danced upon the sand. With every stroke, he brought to life the deep blue of the ocean against the morning sky. Ask him if he only painted ocean scenes. He said, for $20, I'll paint you anything. Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. A cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. You could paint me a Birmingham. He looked at me with knowing eyes, I took a canvas from a bag there by his side. Picked up a brush and said to me, son, just where in this picture would you like to be? And I said, if there's any way you could you paint me back into her arms again? Could you paint me a Birmingham? Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put her there in the front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, paint me a Birmingham. Make it look just the way I planned. A little house on the edge of town. Porch going all the way around. Put it front yard swing. Cotton dress, make it early spring. For a while she'll be mine again. If you could paint me a Birmingham, oh, paint me a Birmingham.
Saw your picture on a poster in a cafe out in Phoenix. Guess you're still the sweetheart of the rodeo. As for me and little Casey, we still make the circuit in a one-horse trailer and a mobile home. She still asks about you all the time, and I guess we never even cross your mind. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Well, old Red, he's getting older, and last Saturday he stumbled. But you know, I just can't bear to let him go. Little Casey, she's still growing, and she started asking questions, and there's certain things a man just doesn't know. Her birthday came and you never even called. I guess we never crossed your mind at all. But then sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. But as for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Everybody said you'd make it big someday, and I guess that we were only in your way. But someday I'm sure you're gonna know the cost. 'Cause for everything you win, there's something lost. But oh, sometimes I think about you and the way you used to ride out in your rhinestones and your sequins with the sunlight on your hair. And oh, the crowd will always love you. As for me, I've come to know everything that glitters is not gold. Ooh, everything that glitters is not gold.
fly me from your sight. Oh, wash a line with you. Was it hard for you to speak? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? And did you tell her she was sleeping in the bed you made for me? The pillow that you made for me, it was soft as feather down. And the headboard, it came from an old house that was bound to be torn down. And the songs you always sang to me, oh, as I fall asleep, did they sound the same to her in the bed you made for me?
Leave you if I try.
tender like a hand in a glove. On a clear day from their front yard, if you look and know what to look for, off to the east you can still read his words of love. In John Deere Green, on a hot summer night, he wrote Billy Bob Love Charlene. And letters 3 foot high, and the whole town said the boy should have used red, but it looked good to Charlene. In John Deere Green.
Buffalo, just my arrow and my hair. Country bow from 100 yards, don't you know? Wow, I do it all the time. They all gather around my teepee, late at night trying to catch a peek of me and nothing but my buffalo grease. I got them standing in line, cause I'm an Indian outlaw, half Cherokee and Choctaw. My baby, she's a Chippewa, oh, she's a one of a kind. Cherokee tribe, so proud to live, so proud to die.
Me, but the words you said Georgia in late July, on a day hot enough to make the devil sigh. I saw a homemade sign written in red, Ryan County Watermelon Festival ahead. Well, I wasn't in a hurry, so I slowed down and took a two-lane road to a one-horse town. There was a party going on. When I got there, I heard a welcome speech from a small-town man. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Started playing the Watermelon Queen. Said, let me show you something that you ain't never seen. She grabbed me by the arm, said, come on, let's go. She dipped down, spun around, and go-see-do. She rocked back on her heels and dropped down to her knees, crawled across the floor, then she jumped back on her feet. She wiggled and she jiggled, beat all you ever saw. Said, this is how you do the watermelon crawl. She said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. Around about July, and you ain't in a hurry, then you ought to stop by. I can guarantee you're gonna have a ball learning how to do the watermelon crawl. He said, we got 100 gallons of sweet red wine made from the biggest watermelons on the vine. Help yourself to some, but obey the law. If you drink, don't drive, do the watermelon crawl. We'll be right back.
and started counting again. One round with Jose Cuervo. I went two rounds with Jose Cuervo. Three rounds with Jose Cuervo.
Women drove my folks hack wild. Mom and Dad had a plan for me. It was detentes and the symphonies. But I like my music hot, like my women wild. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Lipstick and too much rouge gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Should see the looks on the faces of my dad and mom when I showed up at the door with the date for the senior prom. They said, well, pardon us, son, she ain't no kid. That's cocktail waitress in a Dolly Parton wig. I said, I know it, Dad, ain't she cool? That's the kind I did. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Too much lipstick and too much rouge. Gets me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. I like them sweet, I like them with a heart of gold. I like brazen and bold. Well, they say the opposites attract. Well, I don't agree. I want a woman just as tacky as me. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women just a little on the trashy side. When they wear their clothes too tight and their hair is dyed. Lipstick and too much rouge. It's me excited, leaves me feeling confused. And I like my women just a little on the trashy side. Yeah, I like my women and I like them on the trashy side.
a cloud don't mean there's rain. Tears in my eyes don't mean there's pain. Don't flatter yourself, I'm over you. Things aren't always what they seem. You can't believe everything you read on my face. I'm over you. You heard I'm dreaming more than I should, that I ain't been looking all that good. Someone told you I was taking it rough, but why they making those stories up? If I seem a little bit cold, it only means you've lost the hope you had on me. I'm over you. You heard I'm drinking more than I should, that I ain't been loving all that good. Someone told you I was taking it rough, but why they making those stories up?
said, listen to me, son, while you still can. Run back home to that southern land, don't you see what life here has done to me? They closed those old blue eyes, fell limp against my side, no more pain. Now he's safe back home in Dixie. I sang Dixie as he died. People just walked on by as I cried. Bottle had arrived in of all his rebel pride. I sang Dixie. Yes, he died. I sang Dixie. Yes, he died.
Any moment without reason or rhyme, it might be right around the corner, or it'll come up from behind. A picture that I thought would fade, but I still clearly see. When the thought of you catches up with me, it can happen on a Sunday drive, sky above a shade of blue, heading down some lonesome highway, then you come into view. Up with me, when the thought of you comes to mind, it'll carry me away to a better place in time. It can happen in the dead of night, any day of the week. Sometimes you'll come find me when I'm in bed asleep. Catches up with me when the thought of you catches up with me, when the thought of you catches up with me.
The way
freedom. Both out to break it, take everything you got. When you finally win the hand, there ain't nothing in the pot. A gamble that I'm taking, that either one I choose, Lady Reno, either way I lose. You know the lady's a lot like Reno. She ain't got a heart, she don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino, and play with you a while, but there ain't no way to win. And I know she's a lot like Reno. You know the lady's a lot like Reno. Got a heart, she don't care when you're down. Just like the lights of the casino, pull you in and play with you a while. But there ain't no way to win. I know she's a lot like me. Couldn't roll me a seven if he gave me no dice.
Sorry, and just walked away. From a distance she had that look, and for a second or two I thought it was you. Took a moment to catch my breath, tried to brace myself. Still don't have a clue how to leave your memory behind. After all this time, I hear there's one special love each life. Let us play a fool. I thought it was you. House, taking trips down memory lane. We had our future worked out, at least we did on that old porch swing. Today in my rearview mirror, I saw an old Malibu. Girl, I thought it was you. Took a moment to catch my breath, tried to brace myself. Still don't have a clue how to leave your memory behind. After all this time, I hear there's one special love in each life. That's like a fool. I thought it was.
crochet. Tape was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights, where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars, hear the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. And it was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar. Pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then. Purple holes and pintos, I've shelled more than my share. Lightning bugs and crickets danced in the evening air. Like a beacon, that old yellow bulb, it always led me home. Somehow mama always knew just when to leave it on. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems, but we'd all be friends. Treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, treating your neighbor like he's your next of kin wouldn't be gone with the wind. If the world had a front porch like we did back then.
He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or owned a bigger house if daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty, just living his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. He'd say, you've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. And I know that things are different than they were in daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really has a chance. You've got to stand for something for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on the string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time. Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down through that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long.
Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
I go home and I climb that old stairway and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin.
Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
Brother Jukebox, Sister Wine, Mother Freedom, Father Time.
Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left.
You're the only family I've got left.
Savior God to thee,
of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow in humble adoration and there proclaim, my God, how great thou art.
And sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And sing my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Then sing my soul,
my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
The party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over.
Okay, that brings another Liberty Lounge to a close. Thanks for joining me tonight. Join me every Friday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for the fastest 2 hours on internet radio, Liberty Lounge.
I've seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun.
Also join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 11 to midnight Eastern, for the Shooting Bench. Current events, guns, survival, politics, and so much more.
Turn out the lights. The party's over.